we may all disagree with each other from time to time on broadcasts or whatever, but let's face facts here. None of us who are speaking on these types of radio shows or are hosting them are members of the New World Order elite, okay? I mean, do you see a $1 billion worth of you know, platinum rings or something adorning my fingers? No, it's just not the case. We're all really under the boot heel of these scumbags. And what you were talking about earlier, Kevin, was about the power and wealth scale, you know, like the New World Order at the top, they got all the power and wealth, and the people down the bottom have got no power and no wealth. And that's called despotism. The inequality of power and authority and wealth is actually really the indicator for how you know you're actually living under despotism. And I don't think that anybody could really argue that point.
You want me to respond to that? We actually live in a covert fascist state, Vince, as you probably know. The word covert meaning hidden, you know. And I think we're headed for an overt fascist state. I've studied history amongst many other things that I've studied, and I've become very much interested in the First World War. And if you look at what happened there, you know, the British Army said, right, well, we're just do a bit of a barrage, and then we're sending the troops run towards that machine gun, you know. 58,000 casualties in 1 week. You know, Battle of Passchendaele and this sort of thing. Battle of Verdun, 700,000 French casualties and a similar number of German casualties over a period of about 3 months. And in the end, these guys said, well, we're not lambs going to the slaughter. We're people. Well, of course, they rounded up the ringleaders, charged them with mutiny, sent them to a firing squad. You know, the very first Christmas in that First World War, the Germans approached the British lines carrying trees with candles on them. And the British said, what the hell is going on? They're a bit wary at first. Oh, this is some trick or trap. And they were singing Christmas carols. And in the end, they had this football match. But of course, the general said immediately afterwards, you know, we can't allow this kind of behavior. Anybody that does anything like that again will be shot, will be court-martialed. And it's the same thing now. Anybody who tells the truth, anybody who shows any kind of compassion, caring for society, you are an outcast, basically, because it's a whole corporate fascist society. And fascism is this melding of corporations, moneylenders, military and government all melded together. That's what fascism is, and that's how Mussolini defined it, corporatism.
That's one of the really sad realities for me, and it actually moves me quite a bit, is that I see these politicians like the Prime Minister John Key, who was the head of the European Bond and Derivatives Trade for 2 years on the board of the Federal Reserve in New York, you know, as Merrill Lynch's representative. And I see him saying that he's going to help the economy and he's going to improve New Zealanders' lives and make a better country. And it breaks my heart to see people believe it.
Well, as I said, unfortunately, most people are scientifically illiterate and they're financially illiterate and they believe this garbage. They think, oh, well, if he's got experience in overseas, you know, currency trading, then he must be a good guy and he must know what he's doing. And this is, and unfortunately, you can't correct this generational thing because it's been going on for decades. You can't just suddenly make people aware and awake. You know, we do our best and we might reach 0.1%, 0.2% of the populace, but the vast majority of them are not going to listen to this interview. They're not going to read my book. They're not going to go onto the internet and look at Nature Bats Last, for instance, is a very good website discussing all of these major issues. Well, most people won't bother to do it. Because they say, oh, why would I bother to do that? Everything's fine. Yeah, we've got this great leader who's leading us straight off the cliff, as it happens. See, one thing I'm very interested in is how between 6 and 20 million Jews, nobody knows the exact number, died in concentration camps at the hands of fascists. And this started off as just an incremental thing. You know, the Nazi party took over and everyone thought, oh, yeah, they're wonderful. They're stimulating the economy. And then it was persecution of Jews and gypsies, and they have to walk in the gutter and they have to wear an armband. Then they have to go and live in a ghetto. And we says, all right, yes, okay, well, we'll wear the armband, yes, we'll go and live in the ghetto. We have to get onto this train because it's a resettlement program. You know, they're looking after us, these wonderful people.
They're removing us from our homes and taking us somewhere we can be safe as opposed to our own private residences, which we own.
And I make the comment, again, I refer to this book the easy way because I comment on this, that most of those Jews didn't really understand their predicament until they were in the gas chamber, which was supposedly a shower room. It was when the gas canister dropped that they actually realized what their predicament was, you know, and they had about between 30 seconds and 5 minutes to live at that stage. And this is the bulk of society. They go around with their ears and, you know, plugged up, their eyes covered, basically stumbling along. Not knowing where they're going or why they're doing it, and not prepared to examine any of the issues.
You know, I blame forced public education for this. It forces people to go away from their parents who might be able to think independently and maybe raise the children on their own, and instead puts them into government indoctrination camps. That's what schools are as far as I'm concerned.
The comment about schools is they basically are designed to give the pupils enough skills and knowledge for them to be useful to the empire, but to deny them the knowledge that they would make them dangerous to the empire. That's the whole purpose of any of this formal education.
So they know everything there is to know about being a slave, but they know bugger all about how to be free.
So I was never taught the money system because this is a taboo subject. You know, this whole idea of basically it's usury, creating money out of thin air, charging interest. I was never taught that at school. I found out much, much later in life how this whole scam works.
You know, had they taught the Bible at school, you would have been taught that, wouldn't you?
Well, the interesting thing, of course, is that that was regarded as usury in the medieval period. Basically, a lot of this started, I think, with King Henry VIII, the moneylender thing, and overturning the usury laws. And then after that, it was basically open slather for the moneylenders. To screw people. You think of Shakespeare and the story of The Merchant of Venice, you know, Shylock and his pound of flesh. And it's all there, everything that we need to know, the geology, the oil depletion, all of this stuff about atmospherics, it's all been there for decades. In fact, Tyndall worked out that carbon dioxide absorbs CO in the infrared radiation in 1859. You know, a century and a half ago, and re-radiates it and causes heating. Arrhenius, the Swedish chemist, worked out that we were in for a global warming problem in 1896. So this whole thing is about just feeding the general populace the bits of information that they want you to have and denying you the real information that's important. Scary. Mm. Really is scary. This lack of knowledge, lack of information flow. But you understand why, because the people that are running the system, it's for their benefit. It's not for our benefit. And it's been the case, you know, for centuries.
And as you said, the solution to all of this is everybody's got to start using less energy and start more permaculture. Just making sure if you've got plants that you're planting and they work together in a symbiotic relationship in a field of green, as it were. And it, like, the real problem with farming now, and particularly agricultural practice, which interestingly enough is the reason why human population has been able to flourish the way it has in the 20th century, is actually because of this single crop farming practice, which depletes all all the nutrients out of the soil. And therefore, if there's no nutrients in the soil, how many nutrients are you going to be in your food? So there we have our obesity crisis. We've got our immune systems are weak as anything that you could ever conceive of. It's just a bad frickin' idea. So we've got permaculture there. That's a good idea. In terms of reducing our energy use, you know, I'm in favor of getting a lot of these patents, which have been classified under national security, released to the public in terms of energy creation devices that have been made over the years and classified, because they really threaten the oil cartel's hold on, you know, global energy production. You know what I'm saying? Do you agree to that, or do you?
Yeah, so there were actually electric cars that were produced for a short period in America, and then they were killed off. Now, I mean, I'm not a great fan of electric cars, but they were better than, you know, gas-guzzling SUVs, etc. And the oil companies just killed them off because they did not want competition.
Yeah.
And this is the world we live in. People in power who say, right, we'll kill off the competition, we'll kill off the truth, we'll kill off everything. And they're going to kill the people eventually.
Mm. You know, and sooner or later, somebody's going to say, you know what, I've had enough, and then try and kill the oil company executives and try and kill the politicians. And then the politicians will just retaliate and they'll start killing everybody, you know? It's like, I don't see a positive way out of this unless it is a slow transition to a better world through education and through, by education, I mean truth! Freaking getting out there, you know, and it's just rare. But yeah,
the scary thing is, Vince, that these people with the vested interest.
We've only got 5 seconds. It's too late, Given. All right.
Great to talk to you.
Thanks, mate.